We are joined now by Ann Houle of Fathom Realty and the chair of the 2014 Fix-A-Home Committee. Our Realtors Association, Greater Chapel Hill Association of Realtors, is hosting a food truck rodeo and silent auction coming up on Sunday, June 1st, to raise funds for the annual Fix-A-Home project. Ann, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us about Fix-A-Home. It's been around since 2007. It's an annual project to do exactly what it says, right? Fix a home.
Right. We go into low-income homeowners' homes and repair, replace, and upgrade deficiencies in the home. And it really does just allow the homeowner to live more fully and comfortably in their home and without the worry of having the house just kind of falling down around them a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. It's a really cool project. How did it get started?
Long history. When it started, it was brought back as an idea from another association up in the Northeast, I believe.
Okay.
And so we took it down here and just started it, and it's grown year over year.
Mm-hmm. And it's the Greater Chapel Hill Association of Realtors, but mm-hmm. you're based out of Raleigh, right?
So this is my firm is Raleigh. But I grew up here in Chapel Hill.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm a Chapel Hill person, and so I think it's everyone coming together within our association. It's not just the realtors, but yeah. It's also our member partners, folks who are donating their time and their talent and their expertise to help us do this in our community.
And sort of the larger question that I was going mm-hmm. for was that there's just a lot of people who come together to make this happen. How
they
many
sure
people?
Do. Oh, they sure do. It takes a lot. I mean, we have to come out on our volunteer work days, we have 30 to 60 people.
Wow.
During the volunteer work days. But in addition to that, we have our skilled tradesmen who have been coming out and performing their tasks throughout the year or within a couple of months of doing our main part of the project.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes a lot of people. It takes a village, really, to make it happen.
Yeah, yeah. This year's recipient, this year's home, is going to be 307 Sunset Drive in the Northside neighborhood. And the recipient is Barbara Foggy, who has lived at that site since 1968. The home has been around since 1981,
that is
right?
Correct.
So
that's correct.
What is going to be done to the house?
Wow. The house has a lot of things that need to be addressed. And just last week, we actually installed a new heating and air conditioning. They'd lived without heating for several years.
Wow. Oh,
so,
my God. How did they do that?
They have gas, and so they had a gas stove, and they had some space heaters and made it through. But,
incredible.
They just didn't have the wherewithal to replace the units. And so, we had some folks come in and donate their time, and we got really amazing, because we're a nonprofit,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
we were able to get a lot of people who come in and will give us things at cost.
That's incredible.
It's
cool that the and again, this is another instance, and we talk about this all the time, where community comes together, mm-hmm. nonprofits and businesses and people in the community come together to make something like this happen. It's also incredible that something like this needs to happen. I had no idea.
Oh, living in Chapel Hill, most people with our regular jobs and our university affiliations and things, you just don't really see this around
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of poverty in our community here.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it just does go unseen. And so it's just really a great thing to be able to go in and help some folks out and
yeah.
give back to our community.
And I know, it's already striking to think about making it through the winter without heat, having to rely on gas stoves and space heaters
mm-hmm.
is bad enough. It's also dangerous. There's a fire risk there. So this is a really, really good thing that you guys are doing.
Right. Yeah. I mean, this house, they've got five folks living in the house with
mm-hmm.
Mrs. Foggy, who is 83 years old.
Wow.
She's been around for a long time. She was 30 years nursing assistant at UNC.
And helped found Empowerment Incorporated,
mm-hmm.
right, too?
So, right,
so
yeah.
She's been very active in the community.
Yeah. And her daughter had to move in with her several mm-hmm. years ago in order to take care of her.
So the renovations are going on even now,
well, they just
right?
had some emergencies.
Yeah. Yeah.
We replaced the heating and air. We've replaced the hot water heater because
mm-hmm.
it was leaking. And we're doing some emergency plumbing work.
Okay.
Matt Vanderwalker of Plum V has been awesome. They donate all their time.
What's the rough cost of all of that?
Well, I don't know what's going to be this year.
It varies from year to year,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, this year, I don't know. Last year, we were able to do a really whole house renovation for our recipient last year, and we figured it was about $35,000 worth of work.
Okay.
And of the $35,000, we spent about $4,000 in donated funds.
Wow.
The rest of it was donations of time and talent and goods.
And do you imagine it being more this year? I know part of this is also sort of refitting the house and making it handicap accessible too.
It is. Yes, I do expect we're going to be spending more money, and that's why we're having the food truck rodeo and the silent auction, because really there's some major deficiencies in this house, and we're really moving towards, with our project, moving towards looking at the whole house and not just doing one little bit or another little bit, but trying to really address as much as we possibly can and help them move through repairs and things that they just aren't able to accomplish themselves.
And that's a perfect segue. So talk about the Food Truck Rodeo. It's coming up on Sunday at the Carborough Town Commons from 3 to 7. Mm-hmm. And what's going to be there?
Well, we have fabulous food trucks. We've got Chirba Chirba Dumpling, Parlez-Vous Crepe, Pie Pushers, Mama Duke's, Steel String Brewery.
I've got the list here. Yeah. I'm waiting to see if you can. Tar Heel Creamery, Taco Truck.
Right, right.
That's going to be really cool.
It's going to be great. And then we'll have our silent auction. We've actually launched the silent auction today online, and it will wrap up at the event on Sunday.
What are some of the items?
We have an iPad Mini. We have Cancun Vacation, Disney Park Harper passes.
Nice.
We have baskets that were put together by several of the real estate firms, really nice things that came in from them. So, I mean, you can go online and look at what we have to offer, come out on Sunday and take a look at what we have in person.
Sounds good. So how else can people get involved other than coming out to the silent auction?
Well, we are always looking for sponsorships. And you can go to the Chapel Hill Realtors website, chapelhillrealtors.com, and find out about our project there. We have opportunities for volunteerism throughout the year, but mostly it's going to be in September when we have our volunteer work days.
And how long do you expect the Fix-A-Home project to go on until it's completed?
Well, we will wrap up this particular house by September, the third week of September.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you again so much for coming here, and also for chairing this committee and for doing all of the great work to help not just this family, but all of the people that you've helped since 2007.
Right. Well, thank you. It's a wonderful project to be involved with.
Ann Houle, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.